But catfish, catch hundreds of catfish. Then down at the stream by BCIT, there is good trout fishing there. And then the salmon, of course, used to spawn up here. My friend who lives in Halifax, he lived down at the bottom of Royal Oak Hill. And he used to catch salmon and sell them to Mrs. Moore at the Hart House. And she used to use them as fertilizer in her rose beds. Catch these pink salmon.
So he would have been...
Right at the bottom of Royal Oak Hill, just... Yeah. There's a stream came through into Deer Lake there, and there was he lived on a little farm down there.
Okay, so the fish would be coming up Deer Lake Brook over here and...
Yep, through Burnaby Lake. Yep. Well, I've seen, around our place, I've seen salmon right in the ditches, coming up, just swimming up the ditch in the spawning time. Yeah, you know, there'd be lots. Like the creek that... The Still Creek would come there, and there was a stream called, we call it the Highway Stream. They named it something else later. They called it Gushon Creek. We didn't know where that came from. It was always the Highway Stream. And that was always salmon spawning there as well.
Okay. Now, what kinds of games did you play?
Played most...
You've given me a whole list.
I've given you a list of games. We had... virtually dozens of games. Now, I've listed, there's a dozen categories there, but a game called Peggy, we played chestnuts. I know they called them conkers in some places, but we never called them that. They're called chestnuts, and we always played that in the fall. Then there was old chestnuts and new chestnuts, so if you saved your old chestnuts, you could play against old chestnuts, but you couldn't play against new chestnuts because they're too hard. And then when you broke another person's chestnut, your chestnut gained a year. So you went, the idea was to have the chestnut with the most years. So if I broke your chestnut to start the game off, mine would be 1 year old. And if you broke mine, yours would be two. And then if someone came along and broke it, mine, theirs would become three. So you'd have people wandering around with a chestnut that was 43 years old. So that you'd try to break that one, so yours would be 44. And you kept, everybody knew whose chestnuts, the numbers of years that you had accumulated. So you'd, in the course of a period of chestnut time, you would have a chestnut of, say, 143 years. And if I broke it, mine would be 145.
Okay. Now, by breaking the chestnut, how did you go about doing that?
Well, you have put them on a leather cord. You drilled a hole through them and put them on a leather cord. You held them up, and the other person hit it.
With a stick?
No, with his chestnut.
Oh, okay.
And then you would hold yours up, and he'd hit it with his chestnut. And you did this until your chestnut was completely broken off, and then I would have this chestnut that was now 2 years old.
Ah, okay.
And,
I get it.
Yeah. You know, and there was a whole row of chestnut trees over by Ocala Prison. And that's where we would go and get these. We'd go over to the gunny sack and get these chestnuts. And generally we played that in September when the chestnuts start coming. They drop off the trees.
Mm-hmm.
We played milk bottle cap toss. You kept old caps off milk bottles and you drew a line. That eventually, you know, it's like the penny toss, but we didn't have any money. So we used milk caps and we accumulated these. And in the evenings, we played games like Run Sheep Run or Kick the Can. And we played a game called Andy Andy Eye Over. Are you familiar with that game?
Two teams on either side of the building and
throwing
a ball over?
Throwing a ball over,
yeah.
We played piggyback fights, wars.
Okay, yeah.
We'd pick up teams, and then there'd be horses and riders, and we'd squabble. Then, of course, we always played scrub baseball and scrub soccer. Then we played tag and poison tag.
What's poison tag?
Poison tag is if I touch you, you got to hold the spot where I touch you.
Everybody else.
Yeah. So if I touch you on your knee, you got to run with your hand on your knee because that knee is now poison. And then we played hide and seek. And then we played a whole series of marble games. One game was called Poison.
Yeah.
You know, are you familiar with that one?
No.
That's, you dig five holes in the ground. There's four in a square, and then there's a fifth one. And then you have a line, and you have to go in, you take turns, and you go each hole. And when you go in the hole, then you can shoot to the next hole. If you miss it, then the other person takes the turn. Eventually, you do make the four corners. And then you go and you shoot your marble, and you get it into the poison hole. And once you go into the poison hole, your marble is now poison. So if I shoot and hit your marble, I get it. I keep it. And it's quite a skillful game. Then there was Big Pot. We had a big circle, and you had to shoot marbles out from a line.
Yeah.
Then there was Little Pot, which was a kind of a cat's eye little pot, and each one put a marble in it. And you had a line, you dribbled from it, and you had to shoot the marbles out. And then there was Chase. And then there, eventually, some of them developed a kind of a gambling game. Usually it was a cardboard, and they had holes in it, and they had numbers over the holes, and then you hold this. And if you shot at it and went through, say, a number six, I had to give you six marbles. But if you missed the holes, I kept your marble. It was almost like a roulette game. But that was a later development. But one of the most lasting games was the poison game, because there'd be poison holes dug on, because most of the playgrounds were just dirt.
Yeah.
Packed dirt. And those games, like, we'd play those after school until, you know, you really had to go home to get home for dinner, because, you know, you really got involved in these games. They were quite the thing. And then, of course, Peggy, which was a game we played. We'd play that at home or at school. They didn't like it at school because it was too, you know, you're batting these sticks around. Then, of course, there are all kinds of other games we played, depending on the season. Most of them were kind of warlike games. There was a game we used to play with clothes pegs. We used to make guns out of clothes pegs and shoot matches, and we'd have these gunfights. If you take the old clothes pegs had very powerful springs on them, and if you take two of them, you can make a gun that shoots a match, and when it shoots the match, it lights it on fire. You stick the match in, and you pull it, and it shoots this flaming at you. So we used to do a lot of that. And another game, I just noticed the ferns growing down by Burnley Lake. When the ferns were growing, we'd have these spear fights. You pull the fern out, you take all the stuff off except the tail. You get a whole raft of these, then you fire them at one another and try to hit these and chase one another around. So there are all kinds of things like that we did.